worst. I'm the worst.
Worst behavior.
Hold up.
Hold my phone.
Oh, we can talk about that. Chris Shine and Rock.
I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of these. We finally got a new member in here tonight, y'all.
Oh my god, you a whole ass nigga.
Sir Felatio is in the
building. Oh, wow. Don't do it.
Oh god, Miss Mariah, how you doing?
I'm good. Right. I'm...
Savage, how you doing?
Stay faithful to these arguments.
Jay Tucker, good? How you doing? Oh shit, you know I'm here, man.
You good, man?
You ain't even give me time, bro. You didn't give me time.
Hey, they go AJ free your
man. I doubt it.
You know, I'll show you.
I doubt it. They gonna try to vote me off the island. I'm gonna take all my shit. All right.
Cool. Give me the
caps. Cool. Savage.
What's up, man?
What's good, man? Welcome back, bro.
I know, man. I
heard you was recently ill.
I was dying. Y'all niggas didn't give a fuck about me.
He was recently
ill. I just want to tell you, you out of PTO, my boy, all right? You can't miss no more days, bitch. All right?
That's funny.
You out of PTO.
This is dead. Come on, man.
You miss another day that's grounds for termination.
I got COVID. Put your mask on.
We got you on 3 write-ups.
I've been sick, my boy. God damn. You're going to be on this dying bed. Y'all...
You was on your damn bed. Mm-hmm. It looked like some titties to me, but.
No.
He lying to us. He's going to lie to the crowd. All right, bro. What's happening, man?
What's up, good? Man? All love, man.
I need a girlfriend. Anybody out there?
Happy holidays.
some nice young
somebody
ladies.
Somebody cute at Usher. I need a girlfriend.
That want a good man in life.
I need a good man in life.
Who don't suck dick too aggressively.
You know somebody?
Here we go, my
boy. Bro, that is the funniest shit to me,
this
man.
Is why black men don't open up to other black men.
That's a fact.
This is why mental health is fucked up right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I understand you, Ring.
No. He just trying to.
I'm for real, though.
He capping.
Oh, what you mean? I already told y'all that aggressive shit ain't my bag.
Listen, the way he talked to another one of our homeboys, do not believe none of that shit, bro.
He's a bitch.
I'll leave y'all homeboys.
See what I'm saying? How that don't count? What about his mental health?
Leave that out. I think it was a whole bitch.
Oh, God.
This nigga here, bro.
You Jay Tucker, huh? From these fools.
You gonna scrap me?
Bing, bing. He gonna get you throwing them bitches.
Yeah, you better knock me the fuck out. You get shot immediately.
What y'all wanna talk about first? Y'all fun at school.
We gonna talk about Blueface?
And Cindy Lou?
Cindy Lou?
What?
Y'all know that situation right there?
That's old.
Oh, that's true. Oh, y'all already talked about it?
No, I'm saying this is old.
I know.
What's happening again?
Really about it. I think it showed on their show now. So everybody bring it
they have a show?
Yeah.
What channel?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
But I'm saying they have a show for real?
They on Channel Zeus or some shit like that. Is that a channel? Zeus?
See, we as black people, we love drama so bad. Yeah. And people who have fuck up ass lives.
That's why I don't watch TV.
We watch.
Like, I stopped watching TV when Blackish.
Like, it was a good show.
It was. That was the last show I watched.
And then I tried to get into, what's the other show? Grownish?
Yeah.
I got to that a little bit.
The first season, cool. Second, the third.
I think they was trying.
With her brother or whatever, fourth season. It, Junior is like.
Yeah.
This nigga, you can't tell me this nigga was a corny ass nigga all his life. Get the cars, now he fucking bitches.
Bro, that's how
he. Man, that's I see. But this nigga just became a hoe.
Yeah. Who, the brother?
Yeah. For real. He went to college.
And see, I stopped watching it, so.
A whole, and he, you know, that grade.
He seemed like the type that just wouldn't, you know.
They put this nigga on, like, they grade how you are in sex in bed. They nigga had, like, what, 5 stars or some shit. And he had chicks trying to fuck him and shit. And they were looking at him, sending him messages. I'm like,
I don't get that from, wow.
They gave him a grade?
Yeah, they grade niggas.
Wow.
You don't get that? You're the first female I've heard get put niggas in the crazy group.
No, I'm talking about him.
Yeah, like his character.
I mean, he's still corny, but it's just like he's
right
fucking.
Life was like that. Like you walk around, like anytime a bitch see you, they have like a sixth grade over your head.
Oh wow.
Like you meet a bitch, and, hey, I'm Jay Tucker. She be like, no, you a C minus bitch. You know
who I'm fucking with them? Other C minus bitches. Yeah, you gotta talk. You don't see, I'm
you
a C
minus.
That's gonna try to knock out shit. I give you a grade.
How you gonna play your grade?
But what if like a person with a higher grade gave you a chance, and you know you fuck some extra credit out her ass, and you know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying the C minus is an upgrade.
Let me ask you this:
how they say you a C minus? You a B now.
You fucking out here trying to keep your grade
like
low.
Right. About, like he was talking about fucking with the twos and
that was high school. What are you talking about?
I'm saying, but there was
you gotta practice. Digits.
Yeah, he was practicing.
D league bitches.
Three. Maybe what's just keeping you from a C plus to a B is practice.
Double A, triple A. You know.
I refuse to think niggas just walk around here A's and B's.
Nah, ain't no niggas. They want to.
If you got some shit you trying to accomplish, if you got careers and actions. Homeless niggas, homosexuals, them niggas A's and B's.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Them niggas fucking
trying
to
steal.
You gotta think, bro. Them the niggas at home that ain't got shit to do all day, but
nothing.
Build a 2K play up. Like, you laughing, but you laughing. I work all fucking day.
Think about.
And then when I get off, I want to let me run 2K and these niggas in the park. They 99s and legends and shit already.
Think about it. You got a nigga here right out there doing her shit. He just 2K all day. He knows she coming home. He ain't doing shit else. He got to do something.
That nigga ain't wash no dishes.
To keep her ass from cussing and kicking him out the house. What the fuck you think he gonna do?
She done cussed him out. Hey. Bitch, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. He like, when you come home, I'm gonna fuck you. She don't send him no text back. But when she get home.
You want some tacos? You want some tacos?
Females on their feet. They leave and go stay at their grandma's house.
Got to.
They probably
in her car
going to get some
booze. You don't fuck bitches on
their dick? That's where the aggressive head come from.
I still fuck this nigga slammed the mic up.
You still fucking on the beard? You a nasty bitch.
My thing is, not if you ain't earning your kid. Like, we talking about homosexuals. Yeah.
I'm just saying, he was talking
he
about.
Asked he asked what them niggas, where them niggas stay when a bitch on her period. No. Because I'm not. I'm on my
period. She called back. Oh, where you at?
Oh, you off?
Oh, shit, I'm still at my granny house. You want me to come up? Niggas come with their bag and shit, walking down. What's
I'm
up?
I'm gonna get some food.
Dog ass. She don't even cook nothing. She said, "Come on in this room."
See, but that's some that's some young bitch.
Nigga, where a wife be there joggers all day.
I've been there. I used to be that guy.
I don't give a damn how good you cook.
Just it creeps.
You got a time limit. I can take it in.
Bitches don't cook.
What? They don't have to.
No, bitch. I'm sorry. No, woman. I still want you to cook.
But
like at all.
A lot of young women feel like
it's y'all
they...
fault. I blame it's y'all.
Why?
Because y'all ain't telling these hoes, hey, this is how you keep a nigga.
What? We do tell them.
Half of them don't fucking know. How many granddads was out here in the fucking streets?
That shit ain't keep no nigga. No, I'm just saying. That's the basic. You talking about something else. The granddad was in the streets because grandma wasn't fucking like he wanted to fuck. She's just basic.
See, back in the days, they married the good girls. Because that's what you supposed to marry. And then you fuck around with the home.
I'm telling you, that's her. That was her only way. Like, I cook this. All right, I come home, bitch. But I'm gonna still leave. Go to.
Yeah, because back then, men was marrying the good girls because that's who you supposed to marry. That's who you supposed to end up with. But they would still fuck around with the hoe.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I just watched that movie Fences today at work. That shit gotta be like top five funniest movie I've ever watched in my life.
This ain't funny anyway, bro.
Get your fucking hands off. Right? That shit is amazing, bro. This ain't gotta be good.
Definitely.
Godfather.
Who the fuck this come in?
They just took Michael Nix up off this.
Really?
Like they switch actors.
You saw this.
What?
I'm so fucking hot. The trailer came
out. We're bumping?
My girl got that shit out.
How? How?
I don't know, bro. He got.
Please help me. I'm about to include y'all in it, but I don't want her because she's a people.
I don't know.
Do you not see? You see this? You know what that means? You.
I don't know. Yes.
Well, let's come in.
She done hacked your shit.
You did too much.
My
daughter,
yeah.
Nine o'clock. Go ahead.
How?
I want the pack. There you go. Want to go. No, my brother.
Oh, where's my? What the granddaddy? Young bitches is cooking. They just not cooking like you.
Yeah.
They're cooking rotel.
Hamburger help.
It depends on who you run into.
If a bitch bring me some hamburger help, I'm instantly hot. Bitch, you brought me the glove. Get that out of my face.
I'm tweaking, man. Tell you if a bitch brought me strong enough, made.
I might smack that out of hand on the ground.
Why?
I don't like the word strong enough. Bitch, don't bring me that.
Uh-oh.
You eating stroganoff? The girl bring you that?
If she cook hamburger helper, if I like hamburger helper.
No, it's hamburger helper that I like.
Rotel, if that's what she cooking, okay.
So if a bitch tells you, come over here,
where the problem lies is if this is an everyday thing.
Right.
This ain't your everyday bitch. I'm just saying this is a bitch that likes you.
Okay.
That's her trying to impress you, mother.
Okay. People take thought out of everything, though, G. If a chick say, hey, I'm going to just fix you something to eat. You thought about me enough to cook me. I don't give a fuck if it was hamburger helper. I might tell you, hey, this ain't, you know, my thing. I don't like this. You thought enough to fucking feed me.
That ain't enough, bitch. I don't care about you. Thinking enough to feed me.
This is freaking me out.
You fucking tweaking.
That ain't enough.
This is, like, paranoid.
So if you hungry and the motherfucker say, come on, I'm gonna cook you something, man. Nah, it's a hot dog on something.
That's
different.
Hot dog.
Yeah. This is different. Bitch, fix you a hot dog and a bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? Two hot dogs and a bag of chips.
Hot dog. Okay. I ain't gonna tell her that I'm hungry.
You not gonna tell a woman you hungry.
No, if we talking, you see how big I am? I don't tell nobody I'm hungry. I just go get it.
That's ass backwards, my boy.
It's not. If I'm talking to a female,
your size ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, then I go feed myself.
Oh, any nigga can feed himself.
No, but I'm saying, like you said, you tell a bitch you're hungry. You know, I ain't finna set myself up for disappointment like that.
How's that disappointing?
Because if I say I'm hungry and the bitch thinks a hot dog and Doritos gonna be enough for me, when I'm hungry, it's not just a I ain't have food thing.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hunger for me need to be
I don't want to hear that shit, thirst. Man. You know what if you don't get the fuck out of here?
If I tell Mariah I'm hungry, outside of coming to the podcast, and I'm in my room, Mariah, what you doing? I'm hungry. You want to eat? Want to go out somewhere? No, I cook. I fully expect Mariah to know me, and she done cook something of nutrition and sustenance for me.
Big word, my boy.
Gumbo the other day we had. That shit was
hey, gumbo?
Well, yeah, hell, you was on some titties.
So next time he's not here,
Let me get back to my point.
Fuck your point. You made gumbo?
This nigga dish. Because he wasn't here. He was an ill not
he was sick.
Yeah. So fuck your point.
My
you
point.
I'm sure point is strong.
I'm sorry.
I feel you.
I've been asking people for gumbo.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
I've been asking everybody for gumbo.
That's why she cooked it, bro. We called you.
Called him twice. He answered the phone. He called me back.
I was dying.
No, the nigga said, I'm sick.
So
let me ask you something.
If
he would have
said, well, damn, you know,
the camera,
gumbo, would
the
you
camera,
carry?
The camera took a turn like this. The camera turned. It was like a third wall break. She was like, funny. It's me, bitch.
I would have pulled it in the
That's what she said when the camera came in. It's me, bitch.
Filling more crackers. Remember when the camera,
it's the little one, and it's not that one.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Her cooking. Something of sustenance.
Yeah, something of soul sustenance. You know what I'm saying? The bitch gotta know me. If we already talking, you know, a hot dog and some Dorito, bitch, I could have did that myself. See what I'm saying?
I don't.
But I don't. Every female that said she was inviting me over to cook
up. That ain't no broke shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. I'm just saying that's not the type of cook I am.
No.
Yeah.
Are you coming from Mariah? It'd be like something must be.
No, not even Mariah.
I wouldn't even think of
if I'm talking to a female.
If she tell me she cooking hot dogs, I'm gonna say that's gonna be some homemade chili.
Yeah, it's gonna be something like that cornbread. No,
this nigga said hot dog and Dorito, and now he took my homemade chili.
That cornbread.
That's what go with.
Okay, this is me. This is me though. If I tell a female, if a female invite me, you gonna let me say what the fuck?
No, that's ungrateful.
That's not ungrateful.
Go ahead, bro.
Mr. If a female tell me, yeah, I cook for you. And I come over and she got some hot dogs and some Doritos out.
What if it was something quick, like a lunch or something?
You see how this nigga is king of moving fucking goalposts?
I move goalposts?
You fucking moving goalposts.
Okay.
And then you don't even wait till I get the point
let's
out.
Take it back.
You
let's
just start back. Moving goalposts. I mean,
all right. Let me take that and put it back in your about, Go ahead, my boy. I'm going to just keep it mute.
I'm saying. And a female invite me over to eat with her. Ain't no female I'm talking to gonna invite me over for lunch. That's just me. Right? They know I'm working in lunchtime. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a lunch. You invite me over to eat, it's gonna be around dinner time or something. Like I come over here, right? If you got hot dogs, I'm not eating. And my mind's gonna be, let me take you out. Come on, that immediately turns and let's go eat because you, like you, we in struggle mode.
That's struggle.
If it's just me and you, if it's just me and a female, she ain't got no kids or nothing. All you can find in your pants. I done seen motherfucking people. My mama, who until I was like 14, could barely cook. She'd go in that cabin and fry some shit up. If they cook some hot dogs and Doritos, I gotta take you out now. Because if it's just me and you, and we're in college, and you can cook some fucking noodles, some ramen with some... we ain't gonna eat that. That's just me. Don't invite my... And I'm big, my nigga. You know, you've been skinny your whole life.
Big enough.
So it ain't no thing with you.
What you mean ain't no thing?
A bit know me by now. Well, if we're texting and talking...
Ask my mama if I'm coming to eat. But you done better cook something big.
No, you want some hot dog and Doritos.
Shit, I'm going to eat three of them motherfuckers. Ain't two bags of Doritos.
I feel you, not me. I could have did that myself.
You missing the point, my nigga.
I'm not.
You is.
It's a blessing that somebody cooked for you, right?
No, that ain't how you coming.
That's how you said it.
That ain't how you coming.
I do bless you. That's why I'm taking you out to eat. And let your ass know. That ain't my standards. That ain't you my parameters. I ain't eating no hot dog and shit. I eat that at the crib. You tell me I'm finna waste some gas coming over here to eat a hot dog?
Now you finna waste some more gas and some more money. Talking about we finna
that ain't wasting. That ain't wasting.
What you mean?
Because while we going out to Olive Garden, we finna talk and shit. Yeah, you ain't never got to fix hot dogs for me no more.
You been talking.
I'm not finna sit there and eat a hot dog with you. I'm finna be gone. I banged this hot dog out. We ain't shit to talk about. Now over this one. Yeah, so it's good, right? It's pasta and shit. That's what I was expecting you finna cook, you know, but. You ain't never got to cook no hot dogs and Doritos. I can do that my damn self. That's like heating up a pack of noodles.
You're tweaking, my boy.
Hey, like I said, you've been
different skinny. Strokes for different
skin. Ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it is.
If I value your time,
so I don't value your time.
I ain't say you. I'm talking about me.
How long it take the balls, my dog?
I'm talking about me. If I value your time and you as a person and you say I'll cook you a hot dog. You wrote to him, whatever the fuck.
So
it
she
was.
Told you that before you came.
So simple, yeah. What if she said, "You want hot dogs?" I'd be like, "Hell yeah, make me a hot dog."
You said you wanted it.
Still, she cooked it.
Yeah, because you wanted it though.
If I said I wanted, even if I didn't fucking so, want it, and it's, I came home and that's what she cooked. That's what I'm.
You
about
came to home, so now you're living with.
You said you moved the goalposts, bro.
I'm the king of the moving goalposts.
You just said that. Did he say I come home? And she, you said I come home and she would cook hot dogs. That's different. That's your woman.
If I come home, if I come to her crib,
she can't
cook. However you wanted to go, you know, miss the goalpost. That goalpost, this goalpost,
you gonna be
the
a
same fucking there. Thing. You know you're what I'm saying? Of course. You the nigga in here that you didn't cook chicken 3 days in a row.
No, I never said that.
Kill a zebra or something. You want to find something else.
No, that's on me.
I'm
gonna go take it out. It's time to eat something different. So I said, I'm a nigga. I ain't finna sit here and bad mouth you because you didn't cook three pieces.
You didn't definitely bad mouth her. Cause you didn't talk shit about her cooking hot dogs. You didn't throw shots at her over the table like you ain't never gotta cook hot dogs for me no more.
That's not throwing shots.
What the fuck is that?
That's letting you know. No, you ain't gotta cook hot dogs for me.
So you, now you're just gonna take the bitch out any time now.
No, I'm letting you know. You gonna have to fucking cook hot dogs. You gonna cook anything for me? Cook something of sustenance. Cook something that's gonna put me to sleep. Don't cook no fucking hot dog for me.
You out your goddamn mind.
That's just me. That's like me. That's how I look at it, right? I got a 5-year-old son. I used to call him.
You should definitely like hot dogs.
No, my son don't like hot dogs.
That's why you don't like hot dogs.
No, he likes sandwiches. He don't really like hot dogs. And
shit. I mean,
that's a sandwich, right?
If you think about it, a hot dog is just a sandwich.
He like bread.
You can smush a hot dog?
Nah, he don't like hot dogs.
What do you mean, like bread?
He like lunch meat type hot like sandwiches. That like cold cuts. Do that make sense? Am I not making sense?
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
So this how I look at shit. I got a 5-year-old son. I used to call him to do a lot of shit for me. Right? Like grab me this or bring my shoes or shit like that. Then at one point in time I got to a point where I was like, it's gonna take me more time correcting him than me just going to get the shit myself. You know what I'm saying?
No, you trying to teach me something about that, I'm still missing the point.
Let's move on.
I'm hoping we get to the point.
What I'm
don't let him derail you.
What I'm saying is,
you corrected the bitch not to cook hot dogs for you.
No,
it takes too much time.
I don't want nobody doing something for me that I can do for myself.
I get what you're saying.
If a bitch tell me she gonna cook for me, I hope it's something that I can't cook.
I get it. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Because I'm spending. You talking about?
I get the point.
You talking about appreciating her time? It's my gas. I'm wasting coming over here for some fucking hot dogs.
You do at home.
Easily
for your kid.
You know how much hot dogs is.
So look. Now if the chick say I'm gonna cook something, it got to be something that he can't fucking cook. Cause he can cook for himself. Period. Right.
I mean, it's pretty much just like if a girl says she's gonna cook for you, you go there as hot dogs.
Oh no, I get the point, but chips. The shit is pointless.
Like, hey,
how you get the point?
The shit is pointless. It got to be some fancy ass meal.
I never said that.
No, he can't cook.
He's not fancy.
Basically, what he's saying is,
I never said that.
I don't even know how to cook this.
He don't want no birthday food.
Thank you.
He don't want no birthday
food. It's hard for this.
He don't want no birthday food.
I get the point, but it's pointless.
It is pointless, bro. You just, what the fuck?
It's not.
Jesus reveal type of party.
You feel me?
Me box.
You feel me?
It gotta look, be
I'm not even gonna be mad. We had Rotel over here the other day. I was a pretty.
That's different because she put a foot.
You see what I'm saying? But like, if it's vice versa too for niggas. Females got that same type of shit
they
for
do.
Us.
They do.
What I'm saying
so
is,
who have y'all been fucking with, bro? All
right, I'll be forgetting who I'm talking to. Mr. Steal Your Bitch over here.
Oh wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be forgetting. This nigga been, you know what I'm saying? He been on the pedestal for so long.
I haven't.
Bro, what I'm saying is we got the same.
If I stole your bitch, she was probably at my mama's house, in my room, nigga. I cooked on my mama's stove for the bitch.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm saying is.
It gotta be a fancy meal. It gotta be something that you can't fucking cook.
Let's move on. He ain't gonna fuck to get it. It's okay.
The nigga wants you to play 2 tuna fishes, a motherfucking deep sea dolphin, some shit he ain't never had before.
That's not true at all.
What are you saying, sir?
Don't cook nothing.
That you can cook for yourself.
Listen. When you first talking to somebody,
I get your point, sir. I completely get your point. You don't want no fucking hot dog. That's something you could have put on. You could have bought a chili. You could have cooked the ball of wieners. You could have threw the bun. You want something of suspense.
So have you ever been talking to you talk to somebody, right? You would date somebody for. Ain't you trying to put your best foot forward? You think a female will go fuck with you if your first date, you've been talking to this person and she been telling you what she like and what she, and you take her at the McDonald's for the first date, you think she gonna keep fucking with you like that?
That's what I can afford. Right.
People, that's what I'm saying. Man, you got different standards.
It ain't different standards. Like I said, I get your point.
You big bearded.
No, my whole thing is that
waves and shit.
People taking, you know, spending time to fucking together. You know what I'm saying? A date now to people, it gotta be something major.
It don't.
That's how a lot of women see. You see what I'm saying? Right. I done seen women say, oh, if he take me to Cheddar's or this, that, and other, that ain't no date. Right. Me and my friends go here all the time.
Right.
But I done said, hey, put your clothes on. I made reservations. We gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? How's that not a date if I chose to take time out of my day and say, I want to spend time with you here and we eat this food?
Right.
If I prepare some food, even if I say, let's do a picnic or something, and I do sandwiches, I didn't took fucking time to do this.
That's a fact.
But you don't want no hot dog.
Nope. But you keep, that's what I'm saying. You moving the goalposts again,
I'm
bro.
Not trying to move the goalposts.
You just said a picnic. When we first started off, we said, a female call you over. That means I'm coming to your crib.
Nigga, a picnic, you're going to come to her, pick her up, whatever.
That's more planned out.
If I intentionally call you to my house,
if a woman
with the intent to cook for you, I'm not going to cook for you.
That's all I'm saying.
You got to impress every time you cook.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, like, if I plan it out. Like, if I'm planning out and I say, hey, you come over tonight, I want to cook for you. Like, specifically, like, this ain't just a coincidence or, you know, hey, come over, I just happen to be cooking. This is a no. I'm taking the time out to specifically invite you over to cook for you.
Cool.
I'm not cooking.
If you made a hot dog, guess what?
You gonna bang that shit out.
You gonna eat that bitch.
That shit, but.
The hot dog may be
busted.
Let's see.
You fry some chicken. You bake some chicken.
When I go
some
up.
Motherfucking butter rice. Rice and gravy.
When we come here and eat, bro.
All things that I could have cooked on my own. But guess what?
That's you, though. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's different. That's you.
Different nigga.
What I'm saying is, when I go and eat with somebody else, my intent, when I come over here and eat, my intention is to eat that and enjoy the company that I'm with. You know what I'm saying?
You can't enjoy company with a hot dog?
Fuck no. I'm too grown. That hot dog is scoffed down. I'm not no third grader at a backyard party. Them niggas used to stand up by the gate with a ball bouncing and eating a hot dog and drinking hug juices. I'm finna be 30.
You too grown to enjoy the company of somebody that...
Over a fucking hot dog? Then, of course.
All right, so are we liking this person before you decide to move to GoPro?
Am I liking this person? Yeah, of course. If she invited me over to eat, yeah. All
right, so if you like this fucking person, and she cooked a hot dog. Y'all came. You can't enjoy her time?
I'm going to enjoy her time somewhere else while them hot dogs on the stove. All
right, bro. You got
let's it. Come on. Let's get on about it. You got it. But you know what I realized about me, too? Sometimes you can be putting somebody's life to upgrade their standards. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense? Some bitches I talked to ain't been nothing but project bitches ain't experienced nothing.
All you know is hot dogs.
Exactly.
I got it.
You take a bit of Cheddar's like you were talking about. I can order that. You can get that.
Well, he got money.
Yeah. And it'd be like, this is
a normal, that's a normal meal, you know?
You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I'm taking her out. I'm not finna dog her because that might be all she got. I understand that. I'm gonna take you out now. I'm still hungry. But when I come to somebody's house to eat, it's more about us fellowshipping over breaking bread. But the bread matters. A hot dog and chips ain't a lot. He a hot like, dog and chips.
Bitch, I don't want no light bread. I want some brioche, motherfucker.
Me? Like a hot dog, because a hot dog and chip ain't no fucking food we can really talk and eat over. I want
yes,
something.
The fuck it is. What the fuck? Not you me. Don't want no hot dog, but don't say you can't fellowship and talk to nobody over it.
Not somebody I'm really fucking with.
If it's somebody you really fucking with, bitch, I can sit up and cook an omelet or something. Bitch, I can make some fucking sandwich, cut that bitch in half, and talk to your ass all fucking night. If I fuck with you.
That's you. That's you. I'm still trying to learn. I want to see what you're going to order. I want to see what type of wine you like. I want to see all
that shit. Still coming. What is you talking about? This ain't got to be date night, nigga. Eat the fucking hot dog.
I tell you what. If a bitch invite me over with a hot dog for the main course, put your shoes and clothes on. We going somewhere else.
Who's your ass nigga, bro?
I'll be there. I got standards. That I ain't coming off of for no bitch cooking hot dog. I'm a boost her up. You enjoy your hot dog plate though.
I am. Bang mine out too.
A bitch cook hot dog for me. I'm calling Cal immediately.
I'm gonna eat that shit and then we can go out any other fucking day. Same fucking shit.
Not me. We gotta go out.
The thing with me is I'm gonna enjoy your time. You know what I'm saying? And we broke, struggling, whatever.
That's a fact. If we broke and struggling. Well, I'm not gonna say it. I ain't broken struggling to eat no hot dog. LG. We had a baseball game or something.
You ain't never struggled with nobody.
No, I said now. Have I struggled with somebody?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
No, not with no
struggle. That's why you talking like that. That's why you talking like that. So
guess what? I ain't never gonna struggle with no bitch. Why not? If I'm struggling, I don't need no spouse. What? That's me. I'd rather struggle by myself than drag somebody else in it. I want to get on my toes and then pull you in.
Okay, so
that's the shit I don't understand.
So listen,
you want to struggle with somebody?
No, what if y'all I'm already saying...
in a relationship, because you saying you, if you with somebody and then y'all going, you lose your fucking job,
right?
You going to do that by yourself?
Yeah,
you going to break up with her?
Nah,
because you lost your job.
I'm going through that by myself though.
You out your damn mind? What's the purpose of your partner for?
That's my partner. We ain't married. And no reason for
your spouse. Said, what's the purpose of your
we
spouse?
Married?
Married, together, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I lost two jobs while I was married. We ain't struggle eating no hot dogs. Give it in the book. I still found a way. I'm always find a way to bring money in the house.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But still, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never been on hard time.
I have by myself, not with nobody else. I came through that. You got a daughter. I can't bring no other man's daughter in my struggles phase. I can't do that shit. Especially if her father in her life.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't go and look at him in the face every day. Yeah, man, her ate some cereal for dinner. Like, no, I'm not finna do that. I got four sisters. I don't want a nigga to do my sister like
that. Can we stay here tonight?
You feel me? That's just not me. To each his own.
Oh,
I understand too. Niggas that have women that's influencing them, that's pushing them. Cause some niggas need that woman to be that initiative for them or be that drive for them. Like, baby, you gotta get up. It's some women that's out there that can hold you down.
The only issue I got with that, bro, shit fucking happened.
That's a fact.
Nigga, I'd have been down on my dick, ain't had no job. I'm at the crib washing dishes, nigga.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody to pick you up and pull you through that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need that. I'm enough. To pick myself up and pull me through some shit.
Of course you're gonna pick yourself up, but shit, for somebody to have your back like
that? Yeah, that's what I got that. I don't need no woman for that. I don't need my spouse for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna pull nobody in while I'm struggling. If I got somebody, if I got a girlfriend, right? Let's say I got a girlfriend.
Oh, that's stubborn as fuck, G.
That's not stubborn.
You will fuck your mental up like that, bro.
How?
What you mean, how?
How the fuck I'm gonna mess my struggle my mental up by pushing somebody out my struggle phase?
You down on your dick, right? You got somebody in your corner that's willing to help you push you through that shit, and you like, nah, I'm gonna do this on my own.
Right.
Pride. Fuck you. Father, fuck you for that. You see what I'm saying?
It's a pride.
My nigga went through some shit like this, and we ain't find out till what, like 3-4 days later.
Pride thing.
That's dumb as fuck.
It's not.
Like, that's seriously dumb as fuck, dude.
I don't think so.
Why is help so detrimental?
That's not help. That's not helping my mom.
That's not fucking help?
Nah. That help that you said she giving me, what you said?
Dog, all right, just anybody, period. Because this been my nigga for a long time. Mm-hmm. He go through something, just like, hypothetically speaking, your fucking house burned down.
Right.
All your shit gone.
Right.
You ain't gonna hit nobody up? You ain't gonna say nothing? Hey, can you help me with this?
Of course. Of course. I'm not finna hit my bitch up.
Why not? That's your number one person.
No, it ain't.
I would be pissed off.
No, it ain't.
Why?
That's your number one person.
If you my girl.
Why?
Because my thing is,
that's what she there for, nigga. Work,
yeah. I feel like I'm no longer.
I'm chilling.
I feel like I'm no longer. I don't feel like your partner.
Hey, that's too much fucking pride, dog. I done went through the same shit. I had me and my brother had an apartment.
I see what Jay talking about.
I get what he's saying, but like, that's not registering to me. Somebody that I can spend every waking moment with, that I want the best for, that I can take out, you know what I'm saying, just to enjoy her fucking time. Right. And if I'm going through hard times, she can't say, hey, here you go. Take this until you get back on your feet. Do this, do that.
Right.
I don't trust me.
Your spouse, nigga? I don't trust me. God damn.
Well,
that goes,
in his defense.
Like, you know what I'm saying? His situation. Because I ain't never been through no shit like that. So that's why I'm saying on my end, you know, I ain't never had no woman ever do me like that. Like, I didn't fuck with some ratchet ass motherfuckers that be like, hey, you need this, you need that.
What? But see, now I want to point out the disparity in what you was asking. You said homies too.
Yeah.
Homies and your spouse is different. Ain't nobody at this table homosexual. Right?
Well, what the
fuck? I didn't. Ain't none of us homosexual. We had a sexual man, so we date women. You got a woman, right?
I ain't dating.
Y'all my niggas. You already know. If I'm going through something, I'm gonna hit you up. And even that's the last fucking resort. Right? Or second to last, right? A woman that I'm fucking with, that I'm dealing with, my girl that I'm dating, I'm not asking for shit.
I'm not asking.
This is a part of the reason. What he said, it's not to the point that I don't trust you. I trust females to be females, right? I trust some women, especially if we're just dating, because I'm still getting to know you. A female will use that as a tool of manipulation or just to have some hold over your head.
If I can't struggle with you, I can't be with you.
You gotta know who you're with.
I get what you're saying.
But that's what I say if we're dating. If you're not my wife, we still in a quarter stage. That's me.
Still.
So
you would rather wait to get to wife stage to say,
that's the only way I'm struggling with a bitch or with a woman. That's the only way. I'm not finna be dating you. Because guess what? If I'm dating you and I can't take you out no more, I can't be that person that you can put shit on my shoulders. We can't date.
All right, so my problem with struggle is that I done had to struggle by myself. That's some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I started asking my homie, hey, man, I ain't got no place to stay. You know what I'm saying? Right. My nigga said, hey, you can sleep on my couch.
Right.
And I went through exactly that. Had a motherfucker there. We ain't going out every weekend no more. You know what I'm saying? She got to pay the tab if we going somewhere. Such and such having a dinner. You know what I'm saying? I'm only here because we look good on the internet.
Right.
That's how I felt. That was the whole relationship. Right. That's how I felt.
Right. How you
motherfucker. Feel? Like, shit. Nigga, what you saying? I ain't got no job. I'm sleeping on somebody's couch. I'm fucking bitches, though.
Now look, I say this. You stronger than me in that. I ain't finna feel like shit while I'm on top of struggling. I gotta wake up every day and affirm myself to get out here and keep moving and keep churning.
Of course.
I'm not finna be in the midst of struggle and in the midst of feeling like shit at the same time.
In the midst of struggle.
I don't want marriage to be the first time we struggle together.
Fucked up. A motherfucker calling me every day asking me who I fuck. That was my fault. Motherfucker telling me she pregnant, you know what I'm saying? How we having sex and sleeping on somebody's couch?
See what I'm saying?
I'm talking about all this shit on top of one another. But at the same time, like, bro, if I'm fucking with you and we on that level, whatever you fucking need, I got you. And why it ain't the same?
Why it's not the same? And that's what I'm saying. You stronger than me. Because you can have all that shit on your back. I can't afford to have all that shit on my back.
Yes, you can, my nigga. No, that's a part of being a man.
I don't have that capacity.
You know how you say, you know what I'm saying? As a man. Mm-hmm. As a man, nigga, yes. My brother had to put me on that, nigga. He like, shit, you struggling. Why you can't ask your old lady for that? That's who supposed to help you. That's what you're going. And that was, we was going through girlfriend and boyfriend stage at that time. can't. But at the same time, y'all know how y'all say a motherfucker held it over my head? The moment we broke up, oh, I paid this nigga bills. I did this, I did that. It felt like shit, but that's what you're supposed to do, ain't it?
A bitch not supposed to use that over me.
No, what I'm saying is she's supposed to help if we're together.
See?
Bro, I hear you say all the time, I want somebody I can build with. How you gonna build with somebody that can't help you?
When we build it, you got shit in the pot too.
Nah, G.
So if we struggle, if I struggle, we struggle. You know what I'm saying? If me and you building something right now, hold on. If me and you lifting this couch up right now, and your motherfucking hamstring just collapse or something, you get a cramp out of nowhere. Guess what the other end of the couch will do? It's falling with your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So both, and guess what? All that weight on my side. So guess what?
No, all the weight on my side if I fall.
No, you didn't let go of it. You didn't fail. Not all the weight is on me.
If it's a couch, G, I mean, you got your end up, right?
Right.
All the weight on my end.
Well, so that's gonna fall.
I think you like going downstairs. I'm
going upstairs. We get into semantics.
You keep letting him get to you.
But he's not. I'm just saying, like,
That's too much pride and ego for me. And I got a big ass fucking ego.
What you said.
The whole I did it.
That's cool. That shit, I did feel like shit for a while. You know like that's wild as fuck. Because if you with me, if we're a team, the whole purpose of a team is to help.
But see, that's the thing.
You got some women who ain't built to help.
Just like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Scottie never helped Mike win 6 rings.
But see, the difference is with them. Them motherfuckers had a contract binding them.
They was on the same.
Yeah, nigga. That's what I'm saying. Even if
I profess my love to you and we say we in a relationship,
bro, come on, that ain't enough for these bitches, and that ain't enough for some of these niggas. You got niggas that'll be in a bitch bed, fucking her every night. She cooking for this nigga. She doing all this, and then he know this bitch is in his face. Thinking that they go be together, he go fuck somebody else. Like, hold on, we weren't even together.
I ain't saying,
you got all the benefits from the bitch like you was together.
If I'm staying with you, and I'm putting every dime I get, you got access to. Mm-hmm. You can't help me if I fall on bad terms.
It's something
she can, and more than likely she will.
If some women don't.
I get that. Some women, you know what I'm saying, are fucked up about it.
Not built like
that. Yeah, some women are fucked up.
Yeah, but that's him watch you struggle and won't say shit to you. They gone by that day.
Can I say this? Me as a man, this is what I was taught to. Like I say all the time, I don't take losses no more. I take lessons. I don't want no bitch to soften the blow for me. Because more than likely, where I am in life right now, if I'm going through a struggle, I take accountability, and it's some type of mistake I did to put myself right there. Now, I'm not talking about you going through mental health issues or some shit like that. Your parents died. You going through grief or something. I'm saying financially. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through it right now. It's a lot of shit that I be going through that I'm having to correct. It was my mistake.
That's life.
I don't want nobody that's coming into my life that I'm dating to deal with the blowback for some shit I did.
That's life, though, G.
That's not life.
That is life.
I have a choice, she have a choice too.
Right. So as
a female like you, we already know they get blinded fast.
As a man, that's your choice, right?
Right.
So if I pick this person and I say, hey, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to fuck with you enough to where, you know what I'm saying, your issues is my issue. I get paid today. I get paid $500. You got a tab that's $490, you know what I'm saying? Or you got a surgery that's $499. I got $500, your surgery $499.
Right.
Shit. Go ahead.
$495. So if you get a relationship, is it cheaper to stay single? I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
I don't want to go there.
Look, if you got a relationship like he talking about, you got a woman that's ready, willing to cut for you and hold you down.
She might know what else to do. What you talking about? She can't cook. She can't do nothing else. She better raising the kids.
That shit is way more expensive.
Shout out to her.
That relationship way more expensive.
I told her
do some inventory on that shit.
I'm going to put him in the full nest and get that nigga
body. Oh, you talking about chill out. You talking about your woman. Chill out.
Oh, shit. That's funny as fuck.
Nah, that's way more expensive. You got one of them.
I'm just asking, like, because I've been thinking. This trip had me like,
what I'm saying is, bro. Like,
so much money.
You don't think that's draining, bro?
Being in a relationship?
Like being going through struggle by yourself?
Yeah, that's draining as fuck, especially if you got somebody in your coma.
It's more draining when you with somebody. It's more easy when you by yourself.
This is probably more easy for you to do. This what you gotta realize too. If a motherfucker in your corner, where that analogy comes from?
Boxing, huh?
Boxing, right?
Right.
What that person doing in your corner?
She coaching.
They coaching, right?
She telling you what to
do. Every female we latch up to or link up to, them bitches ain't equipped to coach. All
right. Cool. That means you gotta know who you fucking with too.
So
I said it, right?
That's the thing. Like, even if you with somebody,
I'm not knocking your point of view, G.
So how you know?
My whole thing was like, I done been through some shit by myself, and you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing gonna keep me down too long anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, as a man, you gotta suck that shit up. Right. But having somebody to say, all right, we can do this, we can do that, I got you. Right.
How do you know you have a good coach? Ass beat up, like both your eyes go like, hey bitch, throw in the towel. Let's go.
Her habits before the moment of struggle even happened.
Her habits?
Yes.
That's a fact.
Like, you gonna know what type of female you got. Like, if you with somebody and
bill come up, she want this instead of paying the bill, you're like,
okay. That's what I'm saying. Like if you tell me you got this coming up, and I know it's Christmas time, and I initially wanted this. If I know you got this coming up, I'm not finna say, fuck that bill. I want this bag.
It's bitches that will.
Yeah.
So. And see, you gotta know what bitch you got.
Right.
And her habit, I guarantee you, if it's somebody you've been fucking with for a while, we not saying struggle with the new bitch. Like the brand new bitch.
I'm not struggling with no bitch.
We got you.
Unless she on Apple Music. I struggle with SZA all day.
Like, we talking about, like, we not talking about struggling with the brand new bitch.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
My thing is,
your affairs.
It's niggas that do that.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
Homosexual. Hop in the bed, man. I'm down on my dick. You know what I mean? You're cooking today?
Killing me, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Down on my dick, she's killing me.
Down on my dick.
I'm so used to that shit.
Yeah.
I literally.
Down on my dick.
I had a nigga slide in my DMs after I had posted some food and was talking about, you got me finna drive from Arkansas. What?
Struggle.
We don't even have, my thing is, sir, you don't even have my number. I don't have yours.
You can drive all down. You want to come. Let me know when you get here, buddy.
What am I doing wrong?
What? Yeah.
No, I don't think he did something right.
He got attention? Did you reply back?
Okay. I told him, I said, I said, you're
that
not.
Gas fucked it up.
Gotcha.
That gas fucked it up for you.
Gotcha.
See? Well,
I hate this
gotcha.
Nigga, bro.
No, but he actually had messaged me beforehand. This was somebody I had been messaging before. But I told him, I said, you're not going to drive from our top of the food.
But that's the conversation right there. Boom, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm done with that.
That's a conversation. He still ain't made it to this door.
But I'm saying, I'm going to work my way to the door.
He can work all he wants.
That's it. I need to start doing that. I need to start sending messages to get back. Shit, you know.
That's a nice picture.
Because they be in these. Listen, they be in these DMs.
You never know who listens.
What are you talking about? I'm single. What the fuck?
City boys.
No one is looking for me. I'm good.
Hey, if Tory Lanez wins this case, you know how many city boys it's gonna be. He shot up his car. City boy.
I was doing a loan for a nigga today. He talking about. I know you got him fighting over you, sir.
Yeah.
Tell me the mileage on this vehicle.
Oh wow!
Why really? You coming in here getting a fucking loan?
Oh, bad. See, bold, just to do that, knowing you know my credit history, I'm still gonna shoot my.
And after, and this is the thing. This how bold. This how bold niggas are, though. There, like he literally, and first of all, this nigga came and sat down, and he was like, "Let me ask you something. It's a personal question. So I got this little broad I'm fucking with. So you just told me about this some girl that you fucking with that you got pregnant, and then turned around."
Please.
She had you.
How many minutes do you have? How many minutes?
You good, bro?
No. We need to stop. We got to stop. Just 2 seconds. Bitch, just stop this shit.
This nigga, what? Hold on, bro.
I think I'm toxic.
We know. We see.
Well, I'm extremely toxic.
Nigga said that like we didn't know.
It was our first time.
I'm just admitting to it. I am toxic. Some a girl told me that, like, you just love toxic shit. I'm like, damn, I do.
I mean, I feel like we're all a little toxic.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not toxic at all.
You know, hot dog.
That's toxic right there,
that's
bro.
Not toxic. I got standards, bitch, for myself. You can't do nothing to me that I can't do for myself.
You can beat your own dick.
I can.
You don't want her to beat your dick?
So, when I come to your house, you offer me some pussy. If you try to grab my dick and jack it off.
You wouldn't let your lady give you a hand job?
No.
Wait,
what,
oh, yeah, he
she
got a pussy on her, and I'm
in
here.
What if her pussy bleed?
You got a mouth.
What if she can't suck dick good? What if she can't suck dick good?
We ain't talking.
What if she put
you
her
think
dick
I got time
your...
out here to be fucking with a female that can't suck a dick?
What if she put her dick between your titties? The chestnut.
I'm straight.
What?
He said he don't want a bitch to do nothing for him that he can do himself. So I said, what if the bitch give you a hand job?
She got a pussy. She got a mouth. Yeah, like what nigga come like that incite niggas? I just want to jack your dick off. That do it for niggas nowadays?
I mean, no, but you know.
If you sucking my dick and you choose to take a little break, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but she put dick.
That's fine because it ain't finna be that long.
But this man said no.
Ain't
to
it finna
the
be
no
whole session of you jacking me. No. What the fuck? Nah. I will titty fuck. That can't be a whole session of me just fucking your titties. No, ma'am. What the fuck I look like? What scene we doing this for?
I'll titty fuck the shit out of it.
That's it?
If that's what she wants.
Alright. Do your shit. I don't trust. That's just not me. Once again.
You wanna be my dick? You wanna give me a head job?
We not in seventh grade. That shit excited me then.
Seventh grade shit?
Yeah, bitch wanna check my dick off in seventh grade.
I don't understand, bro. What if a bitch just wanna just try some shit? She done bought some whole type of shit. I just wanna see what this shit feel like.
I'm too grown.
You too grown for hot dogs too.
I need some pussy.
Yeah.
Damn right. Damn right.
For the oils
and the... Wow. No, we doing a massage or something. I need
that's
pussy.
What a hand job is. Massage, man.
That's fine. Your bitch ain't just finna come in there with oil just for my dick.
You ain't had no.
I need the pussy.
You ain't had no freaky bitch.
Yeah. I need the pussy. That's a freaky bitch that's just finna jack me off.
You ain't had no super freaky bitch that's on
that's
anything.
That's just finna jack me off.
It's on anything.
That's just finna jack me off. That's what she know. I'm asking you a question.
Handle your business.
Is that just a freaky bitch? That's just for the check, y'all?
I'm tired of the joke.
If that's a freaky bitch, I don't want. All right,
bro.
Give me the non-freaky bitches. They want to do a lot more than just jack me off.
Yeah.
With oil.
Go ahead, my boy.
How you been living out here, man?
Chestnuts. All types of shit.
Roasting on the open fire.
So you done had a whole session before just... Jack and dick off. With another human.
Another human.
How long did this last?
I don't know. I had my eyes closed. I legs shook a little bit. I let her do it first.
Wow. I would have never thought that.
What? You know, you ain't never had a long hair job in the movies.
In the movies?
Yeah.
I'm full-fledged. Fuck the movies. I got pussy.
I mean,
pussy.
Excuse me, sir.
Head.
You get a hand job or you don't get head and pussy no more.
Yeah, I done graduated.
I got you, my boy.
Like I said, I can do that myself.
If a girl do that to you, what would you do? What would you do?
Just jack my dick off?
Yeah, in the movies. What are you doing?
In the movies?
Yeah, what you doing? I'm a little. Nah, I know you, but I'm talking about
him. Bitch, you know that on the
truth. Of course, nigga. I'm about to say, what you
doing? You gonna finish in
my
hand?
Oh, my God.
In her mouth, nigga.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's expectation.
Yeah.
That's like, I feel like a female ain't just going to want me to finger a pussy. I don't think she going to get, all right, come on with the dick or the mouth.
What the fuck you?
Is females out here still getting fingered?
Yes.
Till they finish?
Yeah.
That's wild shit.
Y'all women are still like.
That's wild shit.
And it's kind of weird.
You know what I think about? What was that movie, The Wood, where the nigga was in that playing with the pussy? But we too grown. The dick coming out of it. I'm not finna finish it with death. I'm not a lesbian. Like a bulldogger to you? Bro. I look like Cleo? What? I'm not giving no full sessions of fingering. We gonna name
this episode J Tuck Too Grown.
Definitely.
Goddamn.
So you doing fingering sessions?
Bro.
You out here a bitch for how long is that?
What you mean? I don't know.
What's the duration on a finger session?
As many times as I want to come. The fuck?
So you out here can finger till you come.
Multiple times.
With
the fuck?
With an able human. A nigga with a dick hell and a yeah. mouth.
Yes.
So you ain't never just played with no pussy.
So it came?
What? It not. It been
yeah, in
on
high school.
Huh? What?
I won't come on my dick or in my mouth. I won't come on my fingers. That have to be the reason.
Pause. Clarified.
Like, but
clarified. All right, there you go. There come you on, go. Bro. There you go. It's how you worded it, my boy.
All right. I can't believe grown niggas out here fingering pussy.
And it's grown.
Please in your
person. It's grown bro. Bitches out here just jacking it.
Please in your person, bro.
So it's niggas out here that's just like, yeah, I just want a hand job.
It's grown women.
Please in your person, bro.
I mean, it's grown women out here getting fingered.
Thinking what?
Some of that didn't shit turn a bitch on. What is you saying?
No, I understand that. Most of the time, I play with the pussy first. With the fingers. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna stay right there.
Yeah. Bro, there's so many situations we can attach to that, bro. So it's like, shit, what's she about to do? She could be headed out the door. Come here, let me play with the pussy for you.
So that's a quickie for y'all in that moment.
How long is it?
I'm pulling my dick out, bro.
How long is it?
I don't know. When it comes to the fingers and
he one of those niggas, Jordan got 6 rings. 6 out of 6.
What the fuck that cover?
Where
that cover? I don't know.
You know how niggas be like, oh, LeBron went 3 out of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Three out of 6.
Yeah.
You fucked 6 out of 6 times. Wow. I fucked 3 out of my 6. But look, she still.
I'm talking about Quickie. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about him, what he was saying.
I'm talking about Quickie.
Fuck every time.
Right, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, like, but I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is, if you so grown, you ain't got to, you can please when your person.
Okay, so let me ask
what? What? 10, 15 minutes
of
quickie to you?
Mm-hmm.
I never
had. You ain't never had no quickie. Mr. Ali Buster.
We come back to him. Hello, my boy.
I don't call no quickie.
Hello, my boy.
About 10 minutes. That 10 to 15 minutes.
I don't know. Fuck y'all.
That's not
what's your quickie? Hold on, wait.
That's what that nigga. Hold on.
What's your quickie range, bro?
I don't have one.
I'm so ready for this answer. Please.
The fuck out of y'all. I ain't got one. You a fucking liar.
No, because every time I be like, this is a quickie place. No, no quickie. Not a quickie. But in my head, a quickie is like 3 minutes. That's what.
In my head? I never had one. That's what I'm thinking.
A quickie is 3 minutes. You got to go to work.
Are you crazy?
Why are you fucking for 10, 15 minutes? That's a quickie.
The fuck? I'm busting another 3 minutes? That's that pussy turned all the way up on the dial?
You remember when you said you graduated? You M6, boy. We gotta put you back.
I didn't graduate.
Take that diploma, Mike.
I didn't
graduate. Oh, shit.
Y'all crazy.
3 minutes?
Yeah, and then coming back from round 2.
That ain't no quickie.
That's not a quickie.
No, quickie is just.
No, I said I never had one. No. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I never had one. If I had busted 3 minutes, I gotta go try to prove myself.
It's a family function, you're in the bathroom, you gonna get this.
Three back. Fucking minutes, nigga?
Why the fuck you in the bathroom 10, 15 minutes, nigga?
I probably got a shit.
It's you and your girl?
Yes.
Come on. Be real.
I never had
we one. Know, what the fuck?
Oh, we know what they doing. Give me 15 minutes.
Now everybody at the table.
Three minutes. I'm not eating no pussy. You're not
saying no. Oh, they fingering and
jacking off. That's the thing.
He's straight fucking.
That's the thing. When it's a quickie, you ain't got time for foreplay. When it's a quickie, you fucking.
Man,
the pussy don't be turned all the way up.
You got 10 minutes to get to work.
The pussy don't be turned out.
10 minutes gets work. It takes you 8. It takes 7 minutes to get there.
Speak for the pussies, you.
I'm saying if I ain't busting 3 minutes off a quickie, that pussy ain't
turned out. You ain't never had a quickie, so what you talking about?
That's why I consider it a quickie. I had to come back in and make it to cancel that out. I had to come back in like 25, 30 minutes. I busted quick. We about to tell you about the story. I busted quick and the girl like, oh, you just had to pee. That was a quickie. If I would have stopped right there, I had to come back and reroute. This is the return of GPS.
15 minutes?
That ain't no fucking quickie, man.
That's a whole book session.
But this is the thing. The person that I have been dealing with for the past few years.
Okay, that I think it actually depends on how long y'all regular session is. If y'all regular session an hour and 45, 15 minutes. I'm seeing them too.
Please tell me.
I'm seeing them too. All
right, please tell me not for 5. Please tell me.
Yeah.
Why are you fucking for hours?
Foreplay, 30 minutes.
I'm sweating. Get off me. Move.
40 minutes.
I'm hungry now. I'm fucking keep dick still hard. I'm cooking now.
Doing a lot of ass smacking, a lot of titty licking. Licks behind the earlobe and shit.
I know your pussy get wet, but I hear the macaroni. Nah, we good.
Yeah.
And there's no hour
bro,
in that.
I'm with you.
Why? I mean, you for a whole lot. We can do all the positions.
I can't lie. I didn't play for an hour. 45.
I'm proving my point now. We're going to move on.
I just got out this marriage. I got
some all shit. The positions you want to do, I'm doing to you. It's not bad. You are already coming, squirting before.
I think that's where they're a bit comfortable with you, though.
Like, you're not fucking, it don't take no hour for you to do
if
you
I know mean. Your body as a woman, it ain't right. Gonna take. If I just want to get you to come, I can get you to come.
Right. Like, I
this
do
is
that.
The thing. I'm
but
not
women
saying.
Women want the session, though. Some
I'm not do. Saying that in that hour it's taking me minutes and minutes. To come. No.
Yeah, women want their nuts back to back to back. Yeah.
At the point, I know you bust at least 4 times. Hey, bitch, you been selfish now.
You a wild nigga.
Wow. You selfish.
We probably what the
fuck? Squirted so much.
I ain't
everybody in squirt.
Smell like pissing.
What my nigga Drake said, bro? She asked me why didn't I nut.
She'd be like, let me stop. What?
You fit you.
I feel you. Oh, bro. I didn't know we was in a rush.
Enjoy the moment, so hush.
You feel me? I fuck with you. But like I said, I never had a quick.
So y'all not fucking for an hour?
I fuck for an hour 45.
I'm with it.
I'm proving some shit in that at that moment. That's what I'm saying. Remember I was saying earlier?
But people
when
relate.
The pussy overwhelmed me.
I got you. But people relate fucking for a long time to pussy not being good.
Nah, that's good shit. Like, sex is a session. Like, it's a like good sex.
You ain't fucking
is a
for
session.
An hour, G?
Man, I'm 35. You can get 20 minutes. Be good.
That's some good pussy.
If I go over
30,
man, I'm about to punch you in your shit. Like, bitch, what you doing?
What?
Nigga, which
state what she doing or what you doing?
Nigga, I know your body. I know how your reaction
that's
is.
A fact, though. I think that's a fact.
No. That's a fact,
you
but what I'm
selfish
saying
selfish now. Like, I know you can't. All
right, if you know she coming and she's still willing to go, what the fuck you talking about?
Like, I feel
what?
Bitch, I got
and she want to go some more?
Hey man, what are you so hold on, wait.
Let's,
so
let's use your role.
We talk time. About y'all fucking right. You fucking for an hour. You talk about her body. You nutted already?
No.
So you mad at her because you ain't?
Hold on,
you
saying after 30 minutes you still ain't bust?
No, I can control myself.
Oh. I can't.
No, I can control myself. I know my body.
Right, right.
So the real deal discipline goes too.
I can buzz at any moment, at any time.
On command. Command.
You can bust your dick at any
nigga, but I know like if I get to a point like I'm
you gonna slide out.
No, I'm just
you're real just.
I'm saying like if I get to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm tired, let me go ahead and get this out of the way.
You gonna make yourself nut.
So you're gonna nut when you're tired.
If I'm getting to a point like
it's nothing, yeah, I can do that.
To a point where, all right now. Nah. You done.
Hey, man, I'm hey,
and I ain't never nutted.
I'm sweating this shit. She came.
I ain't got my second win.
Let me go and get this shit out the way.
I didn't get my second win.
I ain't never nutted and was tired at the same time.
What?
I ain't never
nutted and was tired.
What?
I don't, bro. What?
So you don't pass out?
We gotta talk about the no, my legs don't lock up, none of that shit. I ain't finna fall over now.
You pass off,
I'm nothing.
You gonna get the towel? I'm getting, nah, man, go get the towel.
No, I'm tired. After what I'm saying, I'm not tired. Why I'm nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm tired.
I'm so
all the blood from your head and your feet and your dick. And you ejaculate.
That's the best moment. I ain't tired.
That's the best moment, nigga. I'm finna pass the fuck out. You ain't never just
now, like I'm saying, I'd have been tired and then got my second win, and that's when the nut came.
You so said you bust, you should get up and just start cooking.
No,
you want some
I'm saying in the midst of nutting, I'm not tired.
You want some juice?
After, I might be dead.
Hey, I want to tell both of you niggas, y'all are different. You control your nut.
I swear to fucking
God. So you tell me as you fucking, you don't know, like, okay.
Critical strokes. That's when I know I'm about to nut.
I said that because this nigga said he's tired.
Yeah, really?
He's tired of fucking, so he be like, oh!
Really? I can't. Yeah. That's what you made it sound like. You.
If I'm at the point where I'm like, hey, I gave him 20 minutes. Like,
that dick was just ejaculating right there. I'm about to just go ahead and do my body can't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I know
I'll fuck into my body, shake back.
Like, I'll fuck the shit out you. All of what you want.
You get some lazy
eyes
punch.
Roll. No, I ain't even
until that second win, all we gonna come in. Right. There you go. Then I know that bitch finna come then. You know, when your body just go on autopilot. Ain't nobody.
Everybody does it. Every woman knows it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's just
it's bitch's body that go on autopilot.
Y'all fucking for a whole hour.
Yes, nigga.
I fuck when I just got something to prove. I go to two. I'm a foreplay in that bitch a lot.
Oh, we got to add foreplay too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Foreplay is an hour. Hey, foreplay for me.
So how
if I'm fucking for an hour, foreplay is enough. What's all considered a foreplay? Titty sucker, coochie eating.
The aggressive dick sucker.
Eating pussy is not. For play.
Fuck you, it is.
That's oral sex.
That's foreplay.
It's sucking titties foreplay?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's oral sex.
No.
Oral sex.
Why pussy ain't foreplay?
Why?
You get into the sex when you start eating pussy.
So sucking titties ain't sex. Is titty fucking sex?
It's an erogenous zone.
So what I'm doing then?
What you mean?
I'm eating pussy. I'm just out here just fucking you.
You just out here fucking.
It's not foreplay.
You telling fucking me.
So I got sucking your nipple for 5 minutes.
Kiss on the neck.
Five minutes.
Yeah. You always sucking titties.
Suck on your neck. Look on your neck.
So you eat ass. That's nipples. Oral. That ain't foreplay.
Then if I turn it over and start licking
eating ass is not foreplay.
No, you get into the sex,
sir.
So turn you over.
You get into the sex. That's foreplay, right?
That's foreplay.
So when you eating ass, that ain't foreplay.
I ain't never ate.
No, that's.
Sex. But you said that's getting into the sex. So we're not into the sex yet.
No, this is what I'm saying. That acts like that is what starts the sex.
So if it's starting the sex, that's foreplay, right? Because we're not fully into the sex.
School me on foreplay.
I'm confused with the motherfucking night.
I've been fucking too much. School me on foreplay.
Foreplay is everything before head.
What?
Ain't you technically giving head when you sucking titties?
No, nigga.
What
the fuck? I'm sucking on
nipples. No.
You ain't
having
nigga,
what?
Somebody get my boy a hot dog.
I thought they was giving head too. I'm sucking on their nipples. I'm sucking on kissing. Your nipples.
Kissing is foreplay. Look, text messages can be foreplay. I swear to you.
I got some four bitches next time we sit in the pandemic.
So leading up to her going?
Yes.
Come on, woman.
Bitch. Lay back, bitch.
Thanks.
Say lay back.
Say bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You probably did. You probably did.
Say bitch, lay back.
You know how he is, bitch. I'm finna come over there and fucking dog
wait till she read it.
I'm finna slap you and put my foot on your head.
Bitch, lay back.
Can't wait to lick your back and neck and all that.
Do you get that?
You don't be licking backs out here? You ain't licking backs?
The first time
a nigga ever. Licking
backs? Yeah, I'm gonna lick it back. I suck the back of knees. Real shit.
I had a nigga lick the back of my knees before. It was great.
I'd put a hickey. I'd put a hickey on the back of his knee.
I don't know. I'm gonna hickey back.
That bitch told me that was the best shit that she ever had.
I
heard that off a movie or some shit. I'm gonna do that. I was kissing the bitch down, and I got to the back of the knee. I'm like, oh shit. I kind of want it done to me. Like, this is like the back of my knee now. Bitch told me that feel every bit I did that too. They were like, wow, that was
back of
it's a sensitive area, bro.
It is.
It's a very sensitive area.
I had a nigga lick the back of my knees. It's crazy. That's aggressive. You talking about aggressive. That's aggressive.
What's aggressive?
Fucking the back of your knee. That's like a kiss or a lick. Spot.
That's nasty. Like, I'm
on
a dirt sweat right
there. But you ass? But how? Just like bro, my ass is clean, the back of my knees is clean. My whole body has been in the shower.
You fucking with WNBA?
So how the fuck you worried about sweat on the back of a knee, but not ass?
Brittany Grant.
That means I came from Russia. You know, be your knee old.
Let me show you something you ain't never had.
You ain't never like had a bitch leg up in the back.
There you go.
That shit pointless.
Huh?
Shit.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, suck some toes.
I don't know why women love
that bitch feet got me pretty.
Yeah, that's it. You can't just have no fucking
critters. You can't have the critters in your mouth.
Women love their toes. To
put the socks on before.
I don't know what it's about these women. They see their toes going in your mouth. And they look at you as you suck. Really like,
no matter where the fuck it is.
It's called transference of power.
I said, we in that moment, I feel every lick provide. No matter what body part it's on. A calf muscle, a toe. Nigga, you can kiss my weenus. I'm going to be like, okay.
Not all of them. Maybe one or two of them.
Deep throat.
Prove a point, my brother. It's not like, hey, my five weeks gonna go in.
When we doing sex, I don't want to look silly on my part. You know what I'm saying?
How you look silly?
You can't. I'm saying I don't want to do something to make myself look silly. If I got your whole motherfucking thigh row in my mouth, I know I should spread retard.
You ever seen yourself fucking in the mirror?
Your problem is.
I am hitting from the back though.
That shit look weird as fuck. Either way it go.
That's what I'm saying.
You making all these motherfuckers.
Super creepy. Super, I scared myself.
Toes in the mouth. I'm going to struggle with that.
But that's the same person who a bitch would use the TP ain't stop her. So
it's different.
You don't kill.
Yeah, that's wild.
He don't kill.
You so wild. That's totally different. But I know some niggas that
what
like
a
that
dry though. Foot matter.
I have athlete's foot on his dick.
She has pretty feet too.
Used to be somebody who y'all know I should talk to. Every time you get in bed, you be like,
but see, I don't desire that shit though.
I'm a person I really hate. I'm humble and tell them weird. Anytime I see a chick with slippers or whatever, I'm always in the back of the head. Like, I determine, like, ooh, your feet dirty.
I'll still fuck.
Feet ashy.
With the crusty heels?
I hate that.
Yeah, I'll still fuck.
I would.
Your toes can't be.
That means you don't care about yourself.
No, that's what means. Some people just
come outside and your shit crusty as fuck.
She just got some country ass feet. She ain't been in the salon.
Nah, man.
I know someone like that. They spent like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They got their feet dead.
They did.
They shit crusty.
Have y'all ever noticed big dick fine motherfuckers got the biggest fucking feet?
Oh, I'm
talking about the ones they call them stallions.
Oh yeah.
Them thick
Megan feet look like they belong in wrestling boots. That bitch feet is heavy.
Goddamn field though.
No, I know she beat the fuck out of both of them when they was fighting out there.
Tori had to shoot her with a something big. 40 caliber.
Put your ass down. Then they said,
then
50 caliber. The witness said, after they shot her, she was on the ground. The bodyguard told her, and the bitch went over and still got the beat up.
After they shot her?
I said, she was out there putting links on niggas. Then she was out there, bitch, throwing some shit up. Good. Tori, hold on, bitch. Fire. Back your ass.
So
She had to punch that nigga in his shit for him to sound.
Come on!
I haven't been following the shit. What's going on?
Oh, well, they had the witness kill up on those guys. I don't know if this shit true because all these blogs said it, but they got the transcripts of what the nigga said. The witness that was out there, they was behind his house. And he said,
what's this whole...
Megan got shot.
Latory Lane.
He on trial.
Is it a trial for this?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. It's over with now. They deliberating.
So it's a trial about that shit. What happened?
They deliberating now. They know everybody spoke.
The new T is a witness came forward and was telling his side and what he saw.
But it's a fucking security guard that went missing. He was coming to hell. That nigga said, fuck that. I got warrants.
Then they leaked my boy nudes.
Okay.
They leaked
Tora nudes?
No, the butt.
I'm like, what?
Ain't nobody safe out here in these streets.
Nah, why the fuck you a security guard? Right. Lying
about the whole thing.
I don't really know. I ain't gonna cast no judgment, but shit is entertaining. I wish they had this shit on TV.
Can't trust you.
I think the female shot it. She was trying, because the female played the fifth. She was like, she wanted immunity. That was the only time she could get up there. That shit true. So I was like, if somebody said they want immunity and they plead the fifth, that means you did a crime. Yeah. I'm thinking, and it's just off what I heard from the case of transcript, I'm thinking she shot him because they was fighting and Megan is a stallion. And the only way to get that bitch off of because the David said he seen the flash from the girl first. And then everybody can miss the fighting. I think Tori went over there and they got the rapping. She got the rapping his ass too. Then he got the gun like, foul, 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 stop. But then, because shit, it's a lot of shit. It's a lot of holes in what Megan said.
Like 6'5".
But I think she got shot. But I think because that was her friend, she probably did her dirty. She was trying to, you know, take up for her.
She beating the fuck out of me. I'm shooting.
Yeah, this nigga like 5. Tory not no big ass nigga.
We know Tory wasn't big after he did that rap interview.
And he came off of it.
He was kicking his legs and he stood up.
Clap it up for him for fucking Megan and her prime. I hate this for her boyfriend, though. That shit got to be wrong. He AK the court with her once.
Every time they bring out somebody new, I think about that shit off Snowfall. Bodies. Bro, that's wild. Like, imagine being at home and just like niggas popping up like, yeah.
They gonna break up.
Man was fucking him.
They gonna break up.
And then what was crazy was like, you know, people was coming out of this shit and she got on stage and she was like, it's my body, I do what I want.
Yeah, well, the baby said, I fuck who I want.
Yeah, and I'm like, and you know, women were standing up for that, and
still they should stand up for it. But when shit happened like
until
this,
until they get called home.
The Ben Simmons shit was wild. When I said, God damn,
that shit was funny.
That's why my nigga ain't been hooping.
He been out here dicking. He been out here throwing alley oops with the dick.
My nigga in the playoffs, like, I'm finna go for Meg, man. Ben Simmons.
And that's a big bitch. And he big.
Bro, I was just telling Keisha this. People say Allen Iverson is small. Compared to who? Other NBA players. Allen Iverson taller than everybody in this fucking house right now.
He's 6 feet?
Allen Iverson like 6'1", nigga. He taller than everybody in here. He only looks small because the average basketball player like 6'3", 6'4". Muggsy Bowles.
He was very short.
He was shorter than them niggas out there.
I think it was definitely. He 5'5".
Bro.
That's a short ass nigga.
That nigga, he was 5'5"?
That nigga was 5'5". All
right, take him off the list. But Allen Iverson, there you go. That nigga was tall. He wasn't taller than everybody else, but that nigga was tall.
Like, Chris Paul looks small. He's 6 feet. He my height.
Them niggas is not short, bro. Huh? All them niggas tall and got Scottie Pippen on.
Shout out to Megan, though, man. I hate you got shot, but bitch, keep your hands.
I ain't gonna say she learned, but like, just a lot of this shit don't add up.
Yeah, it
a lot of the stuff she went back on, and then the whole shit about I'm in the black community. And we
Kelsey
don't really,
bitches went back on some shit. She dropped this record.
Trust the police. You're not in that community. Well, you're not. I'm not gonna say you're not in the black community.
I feel it though, because when that shit happened, the police was, you know what I'm saying.
But dog, you rich. You got nothing to fear.
That didn't mean shit.
Man, money elevate that status, bro.
Not when you out there with a nigga with a gun and y'all fighting them in the street in LA with the LAPD might pull up. That shit don't mean nothing. That shit doesn't mean nothing since what's her name? Yeah, that black girl, that white girl. And she, they want that fame. All three of them want that fucking fame.
When that shit
happened? Yeah. LAPD pull up on your ass, you just three niggas.
They probably don't know who y'all is.
We got a big bitch, bro. Bikini.
Bro, y'all got anything else?
We ain't talking about the shit we supposed to talk about.
We did, because me and you had started talking about that shit. Miss Morale.
This has been an interesting ass show. It has.
Took.
Get some hot dogs for yourself, dude. Don't think I'm going to cut your hot dog jack off session.
Calvin Palacio.
Talk to him.
That's you, my boy. That's you, my boy.
Hold on.
I need a girl to ride. That nigga gonna start ticket watch. I need a girl to ride.
Trick or treat. Anybody want to be.
That nigga been lying the whole time.
I'm just saying, look out for
your boy. You want to drop your phone number on here, bro?
Ben Simmons,
drop your social media on here, man, so all the hoes come follow you, bro.
Might be a bitch that suck a dick aggressively.
Aggressive?
Lauren, how you doing?
can you tell a bitch that suck a dick? You think you just eyeball the aggressive dick
up? See, look, this bitch here, look. That nigga dropped his phone. I knew this bitch was aggressive from the start. I want them delicate dicks.
I feel like the girls who got the so I suck dick mouth, they might be aggressive.
Nigga, you got a it's Tinder profile that says if you suck dick aggressively, swipe right. Swipe left.
Fuck on.
I don't want you.
I feel like some girls who still suck their thumb, they probably
I'm scared of that.
With the teeth that go.
I'm scared of that.
Yo.
You remember that episode of SpongeBob where he was eating that chocolate and he shit that shit hair curled up? That's it, bro. That terrifies me.
Oh, I'm, you know that's what I'm missing out on.
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man. Fuck these niggas, all right. This bougie ass nigga, this fake ass porn star.
I'll shake it.
All right, Miss Mariah. Y'all have a good night.
I'm a bougie nigga.
Yeah, you bougie. Bourgeois.